Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
49ers in a shambles.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All righty. Brock Purdy, we will get back to momentarily. Just to finish up this debate on Steph Curry talking about this being the most skilled era of NBA basketball, I think it's impossible to really figure out. Because the words are important. Like when you say skilled, then somebody can write something like this, and it's a valid point. Today's players don't have the 4 years of college that older players had. Players come into the league better prepared than now. Kuminga is a prime example. Like, he's unbelievably talented, but is he skilled?
Well, he's unbelievably athletic.
Right. But is he skilled? Skilled. That's where the conversation changes. Yeah. All right. You want to add anything there?
No. I'll put it up for now. But what's funny is I got two things. My boy Squirt texted us about that fight that's on Netflix. Bud Crawford's 37 years old, so he's actually older than Canelo at 35. And maybe, Evan, that's why it's on Netflix and there's no pay-per-view. But I want to read this to you about the Niners. This is from Aniston Howard, tweeted me. Y'all never criticize the 49ers coaching and training staff. At what point do you media guys say this isn't normal? And my heart sunk. Aniston, we say it all day, every day. Stani, I've talked about it 2 years ago. We've had fun. Do you just swap out training staffs? Does Celebrini need to go down and see what's going on with the Niners? I don't know. But where would you start? And I told you I would do a case study at the summit on why it seems like the Niners, who last year had as much or more injuries than anybody, where do you start with that when you hear that? Because something has to be going on, and we just don't know where to start. But we've called it out. Everybody has, I believe, Aniston.
Well, other than calling it out, this is such a nebulous topic. It's time we dive into it or try. But you bring up their training staff, and then what happens? Oh, they changed that out 2 years ago. What? Or they changed it out in the middle of the...
Which they did.
Okay, so then they have a new... I don't mind talking about it. I just don't... How do you get to the bottom of it?
I don't think you can.
You can.
Okay.
So when I look at it, it's like, okay, they've had injuries. Do you fire somebody? Who do you fire?
They already swapped out Steph. So there you go. It's a brutal sport, man.
Like, other than lamenting about it and acknowledging it, I don't know what else you do. Okay? Then put together a team where you rely more on your backup players. I don't know how to combat that if it is an issue. Yeah. And you don't even know why it is an issue.
Exactly. And that, to me, bears no criticism. You can't criticize anybody, Stani. In a violent sport, you just can't criticize anybody.
That's fine.
Were the Warriors negligent and Steph Curry's hammy in year 16 going out in a playoff game? Like, nobody saw that come. I think this is a bunch of buzzard luck.
Let's not complain about the injuries.
But who did you talk to?
If it's just buzzard's luck, then it'll even out at some point.
But when they went to a new staff, that to me, and it kept happening, was like, okay.
I mean,
look, that's like telling a boxer, hey, don't get a scar on your face.
But I got to be honest with you, I don't know who their strength and conditioning coach is. I don't know how long he's been there. I don't know if the head guy was fired 3 years ago. I don't know if they cleared out the whole staff twice in the last 7 years. I just don't know enough about that. So, yes, they – and Evan had the numbers while you were gone, and I don't know if he's got them still.
Were they at the top or
– Yeah, they've had – a lot of injuries under Kyle Shanahan. There's no doubt about it. And in fact, our friend Matt Barrows,
Matty,
he wrote a couple weeks ago that what he believes is that, you know, he said it's no secret that the 49ers practice harder and faster than most teams in the NFL.
So, wow.
That they treat their training camp as a way to build up a callus so that once they get through training camp, they're ready to compete and this, that, and the other thing.
That I did not hear, Steiny. Would it be fair to say, now Aniston hearing that, and they may have already heard that, but that would be something if I were a coach or a GM, would you revisit that?
Revisit
at some
what?
Point, going that hard in the offseason, because now I hadn't heard that. I don't think it's buzzer luck when I hear maybe you're going too hard at the wrong times.
All right, well, then somebody should ask Kyle Shanahan if he should.
Well, the
NFL's
already intervened and said you can't go hard and practice like they used to do back in the 70s and 80s. But
so what are you saying? Do you want him to?
I don't like hearing that from Matt Barrows about the Niners being the team to do that, if that's their philosophy. But then this is the end result you get. You got more injuries than anybody. Maybe that's why Kittle, his hammy, something's up, because all we kept hearing offseason, I'm just speculating. All we kept hearing was how great in physical shape he was in. Good, pro athlete, you should be. But maybe they were going too hard.
So
when you didn't have
to. Maybe if they didn't go as hard, they wouldn't have made the Super Bowl in a couple of years.
Looking at it from the vantage point of maybe he wouldn't be hurt.
If you're Kyle Shanahan,
and
you've done things for 8 years, you've gotten to two Super Bowls, you've gone deep into the playoffs for the 8 years, you've had injuries over the course of that time. This is where I think we're naive. Like, he's not going to change his philosophy.
Yeah.
Like, he's not, okay, we're not going to hit, we're not going to go hard. And, you know, I think there's a bunch of reasons for it, why this is happening. I do think it might have something to do with the offense he runs.
Remember you said that. I forgot who you said it to about the violent. You know, they run hard. Bastani is football. Everybody's trying to do that. But I don't have enough information, how about this, to even criticize Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. This is just – but it's happening. And I feel like after 1 week, partner – this is part two to last year in regard to the injuries. Now, we don't have the finality of, oh, it's going to cost you this and that. But don't sit up here and tell me after week one watching Kittle with the hat, then a day later we find out Purdy's out for 2 to 5 weeks. I'm not blaming anybody, but that messes up business. That messes up the course of this season, or it could, until we find out how they navigate.
See, like, I get so frustrated talking about injuries.
Tell me why.
Because you can't do anything about them. You can't.
You understand what they mean, though. If Burrow goes down in Cincy,
of course,
and Mahomes in Kansas City,
of course.
I'm trying to be proactive here in the Bay, but that could be what's on the menu for the Niners without Brock Purdy. Like, that's how severe that is.
Like, then you're done. You're done if you can't keep your quarterback healthy in this league.
Well, they're not, because now here I go, not going against myself, Stoney, but the other side of this is that's why I'm whispering sweet nothings to Kyle for getting a starting quarterback who is now your backup, has 52 games under his belt as a starter, played big-time college football. This dude's still a puppy.
You know
That's a big signing.
Let's stop complaining about the injuries and start saying we need to expect it, apparently. Like, this is, you know what? Spinoni loves the phrase baked in. Guess what? These are baked in. I'm sick of it. Like, if you don't like it, if Jed York doesn't like it, then fire him. But this is become an MO. How come? I don't know why guys get hurt. You know what? Draft tougher players. What about that? That seems naive to say.
Yeah,
but so you can't figure it out. Like, I don't Yes, they're going to have to play without Brock Purdy. So go win a couple games without Brock Purdy.
And for right now, and George Kittle, and nobody knows how long. And I'm just saying this to you. We always throw around, and I agree with it. There's one guy that's undefeated, or gal. His father is a guy. Father Time. You know who else is undefeated and have robbed seasons from athletes and coaches trying to get that hardware? Injuries. Injuries is right behind it.
Injuries is a part of the game. And guess what? They haven't fared in that aspect of the game well at all. So why don't we just get used to it, apparently?
And I'm not making excuses.
Or change something. Change something. I don't know.
But that something is it's mysterious.
Okay, so what are you going to do about it? What do we do about it?
Bolster as much as you can and much as the cap allows you and the draft. Depth.
Right. So
and I think right now, if you ask me who the best backup quarterback in the league is, Mac Jones is at the top of my list.
I would not. I have no idea.
That's how I feel. Okay. I could be proven wrong.
Let me see him play before I say he's the best backup in football. Let's go to Spencer in Oakland. Hey, Spencer, what's going on, man?
Quarterback. Hey, you know, I think this is kind of, you know, the Niners are a microcosm of the macro problem that the NFL is facing, and it's kind of mirroring society at this point with the wealth gap disparity with the folks that are getting paid the most, i.e. the quarterbacks now. I mean, they're even talking about having a separate cap now for quarterbacks because they're getting paid so much money. But this is going to be a big problem around the league where you've got, you know, one or two guys on your team making a disproportionate amount compared to everybody else, and you can't carry the talent that you need to protect those guys or to have the depth that you need to deal with the injuries that are inevitable. Yes, that they are baked in. And when you're the 49ers right now and you've let, you know, some offensive line talent leave, I understand you got the best left tackle in the game, but beyond that, he can't block everybody. And you've got some holes, in my opinion, on that offensive line that, you know, makes me a little nervous when I'm paying Brock Purdy X amount of dollars over X number of years. I'm not saying that the offensive line is why he got hurt this time. But, I mean, this is what NFL teams are dealing with. It's like you got to protect your number one asset by far now. And when it comes to the 49ers, I mean, I'm going to take it back to a very old school saying, you play to win the game. What do you do when all these folks are in? You play to win the game, and you lean on your strengths. And the strength of this team right now is the run game and Christian McCaffrey. And, I would not – let this backup quarterback throw more than 15 times on Sunday. I'm going to run the ball. I'm going to lean on my defense, the strength of my team. I'm going to say Nick Bosa. I'm going to say Fred Warner. Go get it and come back with a victory. And that's all you can do. Luckily, it's the Saints. And it's not the Rams or somebody. But I think this is a major problem that people are dealing with.
Appreciate it, Spencer. Thanks for the call.
But Stani, 15. Go ahead.
No.
No, I was just gonna say, 15 times you become one dimensional, and the Saints aren't chopped liver, man. They got some guys that can make some plays, and if they know or are not daring, or the Niners' passing game is malfunctioning, I mean, my gosh, they can pin their ears back and go for broke. So you gotta run the ball more than 50 times. My thing is, it's just funny to me how, when you talk about offensive linemen, how some grade out in regard to run blocking and then pass blocking. And there's a variance, man, and some are good at one and not that good in the other. But he is right in the sense that if you're telling me Trent Williams is not getting old or looking like his age, back to Cosell, Greg Cosell on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, and it was just a byproduct of him not playing or being active, then I feel better. But if we see New Orleans push him around and, you know, the mobility from Mac Jones, who I like, is not that of Purdy, then there could be all kind of chaos.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. So, Brock Purdy out Sunday. George Kittle out Sunday, and the 49ers are going to have to figure out a way.
And Juwan Jennings questionable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evan was in the last 2 days. I don't know if he's listening out. So the last six. Go ahead, Evan, because he has the 49ers injury rankings at his fingertips.
I can't wait to hear.
This was from Warren Sharp, and this is based on games lost due to injury.
Wow.
So last year, the Niners were number one. In 2023, they were 29th. So they were fortunate when they made the Super Bowl. 2022, they were number nine, and they still made the NFC Championship game. And then 2021, they were third most, still made the NFC Championship game. In 2020, they were first in injuries. 2019, they were sixth, still made the Super Bowl. And 2018, they were fourth. So all but 1 year, they were in the top 10 in total games missed due to injury for the last seven seasons.
Wow. So, Evan, I'll say to that, that's very heavy. And they've shown, hey, we can endure injuries and still get to the, you know, to the promised land. But is last year an indication, I'm asking both of you, maybe their depth is not what it was in the past, and that's why we saw 6-11. Is that fair?
I mean, in 2020, they were also first, and that was the year that, you know, of course, they missed the playoffs. I thought Ross brought up something interesting a couple days ago, which was the 2 years that they've been the most injured team in football followed the year they made the Super Bowl. Ooh. So they played more games than obviously all but one team, and it took its toll.
And last year would dispel that because I thought, Stoney, the positive was they didn't have a long run in the postseason, so they would come back like Wonder Bread, fresh.
I mean, in fairness, they've suffered two injuries, right? Just two, as of now. Are you talking Ayuk?
Juwan.
Yeah, okay, Juwan.
That man.
But he may play. He may play. But what I'm getting at is, as of right now, they've got two guys, important guys, who look like they're going to miss a few games.
I'm not saying, what nobody said today to you, me being gone 2 days, that the season's over. I'm just telling you, wow, are you kidding me? After last year's shenanigans as far as injuries and how much you weigh that as to why, as a collective, they went 6-11. It's a continuance after one game. You just paid the quarterback, and he might be out 2-5.
I'm just not ready to say it's a continuance after one game.
What would you call it with the bad luck? With your tight end and receiver and quarterback? All in one game are going to miss multiple. Kittle's on the IR. Not saying he's just going to sink you, but Stoney,
he got hurt and he wasn't even touched.
It's a soft tissue injury.
Whose fault is that?
No, it's not about fault. It's
okay.
My thing to you is, I think you're saying it without saying it. Are you kidding me? That's
I'm
all
not
I'm saying.
Are
I'm
you
not
kidding me?
I am. Somebody, I think a lot of 49er fans are.
If you rank in, okay, they're top 10. So what do you do about it?
Well, you go try to win the game next man up.
And you know what? The reality of the situation is, if I'm John Lynch and I'm Kyle Shanahan and I have this and I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 1, 2, 3. Of the last 7 years, okay? In the last 7 years, we've been in the top 10 in injuries 6 of 7 years.
Right.
You know what? That becomes part of who we are as
but
a team.
But you're now not
Sorry.
Deep enough well, as you were.
Then that's
back
your fault. That's your fault because you know you get hurt every single year. So it's like build a team somehow better if you know your guys are going to get hurt.
And to that point, I am robbing this year's team of showing that they could do that. So when you say build it, maybe it's already built. And, you know, the messed up thing about this whole scenario is you don't want to have to test it. But Stoney is being tested in week 2. And it sounds like just from all the reports, obviously we know Kittle comes back at week 5. But, man, I just like it's a quarterback league now, and Brock Purdy will not be here. And maybe Kyle Shanahan had the off move of the season by getting Mac Jones to keep this team afloat while Purdy heals.
I don't know where you are you blaming injuries?
No.
Like, And it's fair. I mean,
I'm saying, listen, I want them to stop. They're too hurt.
They can't win if they're going to be this hurt.
Nobody's saying that.
No, it's I'm not being a jerk. They're true. If they get hurt, like they continue to get hurt, they're not. Then they're going to stink. Like they just are, right? I mean, if they continue to get hurt like this, they're out. Mm. Like then I don't think they're going to be very good. Yeah. Like that's kind of the way I look at it. They're without two guys as of right now, their quarterback and their tight end. Who are they playing? The Saints. Okay. Well, that stinks. That sucks. But you know what? I think we can go down and win that game in LA. Yeah. It's New Orleans. So if they don't win that game, does that leave Bosa and Warner and McCaffrey and Trent Williams and Juszczyk like kind of off the hook?
No, but you got to tell me what's on the hook. Because if you're trying to, you know, write a story or talk about one's play, if this keeps up, well, I think it would be unfair.
But I don't look
to
at
come
it like
down
that.
Anybody's road when you know the ramifications for not having a guy or certain guys is going to impact everything. So if something were to happen to Trent Williams,
okay,
the offensive line is going to be an Achilles heel the whole year. Like,
and I
we
just
know
don't,
that.
I know, but right now they're missing two. Like,
but is like, that taking Barch off the hook?
I don't believe in. They're snake. But what if Trent Williams? Well, if Trent Williams gets hurt, you know why he's going to get hurt? Because he's old. Not because they're snake bitten. It's going to be because he's an older player. And that's all I'm saying. I mean, like, right now, are they going to be favored in New Orleans?
Yeah, I think it was 7, Evan. Okay. I think it's 3.5 now, 4.
That's all I need to know. So if they lose to the Saints, if people want to blame it on injury, they can. And the 49ers will be 1-1. And if you think you should have beaten them even without Purdy or without Kittle, you're still going to be 1-1.
All right, I got something for you and Ian, the listeners, and I kind of been holding on to it. We've talked ad nauseum about the price of a dynasty. We've talked, I have. We've alluded to the fact that this team has been as physical as anybody over the last 5 years. And I look at George Kittle. I look at Trent Williams. Do you think it's fair to just say, Steiny, maybe they're aging right before
yes,
our eyes?
Of course it is. Why would it not, like, why would it not be fair to point out that Trent's 37 and Kittle's been through a lot in his career?
Because maybe, and again, you tell me if this is unfair, maybe it's the Steph Curry thing. They're at a point to where, okay, I'm putting everything into and I'm watching my body. And again, the injuries happen. You can't control them. But what Steph said, all that luck that LeBron's had, that longevity.
That's not luck in my mind. The guy's a vending machine.
Hmm.
Like, I think that had a lot. And he took care of his body like nobody else. Like, but I don't want to shortchange Trent Williams. Yeah. He's 37 years old. He's still playing in the NFL.
Yeah, but look at a guy like
if he gets hurt.
He's supposed to be a hot shot.
He got hurt last year.
Yeah, no, my point is, but he's a young pup, and it happened to him. So it's not just what I'm saying, oh, it's the price of a dynasty. He's brand new, but he's even dealing with something. And I know it's football, game of attrition, but I can't come in here, Steiny, and I'm excited about the rest of the season, I swear, but I'm not going to. I'm going Drew Gilbert head spinning around about how this team we cover in the Bay, how these injuries are coming, and how after 1 week,
they got
the
two
first
injuries.
Week after three with Juwan, after yeah. 1 week.
He got hurt because he didn't practice for 5 weeks. As far as I'm concerned.
Dude, however you see it, but we can't ignore it, man.
You know, the other thing is, draft tougher players. And you kind of think I'm kidding, but I'm not. It's like, if this is who you're going to be, then you better take it into account.
Yeah. But it's like...
And you know what? If that guy's right earlier today... That if this were a playoff game, Purdy would play.
See, I don't necessarily.
Well, then maybe
there are
actually quarterbacks out there who would have the same injury as Purdy, but yeah. would play. Now,
and
I don't know that.
That was his opinion. I appreciate him being a part of the show, but I don't. Purdy strikes me as the type, if he could go, he would go. When you talk about possibly 2-5, something's going on with the toe, Steiny.
Yeah,
that's me.
I think if it were a playoff game, he would play. I agree with that guy. I really do. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want them to send a message.
Everything.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. How's everybody doing out there?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. How you feeling? Would you say you're 100%?
No, Steiny, honestly, 70, 77.
That's what I would say about, yeah, that. That's about right. I was going to say about 75.
I'll get somebody else to ask these questions.
Oh, you guys are the best. Like, I truly miss you, man, both of you.
All right, one of my favorite subjects, talking injuries. 49ers suffering a few again.
This sucker.
We got to get Freeze back.
So here's the way I look at certain injuries. I believe that Steph Curry got hurt mainly because he was playing too many minutes in a short period of time. If you remember when Curry got hurt, they had game, day off, 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 game. And that was the game he got hurt. So he was in the middle of about, and by the way, the Warriors, they had like 21 games in 11 days.
Right. They could have controlled that, though, as I butt in.
Okay, well,
had you took care of Houston, that hammy would have been rested.
My point is, let's not scratch our heads as to why Curry got hurt. That's probably why he got hurt.
But, Steiny, if you look at his career outside, after the ankle injury, it would go against that.
No, it wouldn't.
He was always, that never happened.
He's being right, but he's been load managed over the last few years. And that's a stretch where he had to play 7 games in 13 days. And I think there's some kind of connection there. I just do. And maybe if it were the regular season, he might have sat out. He might have been able to sit a game and they'd manage him like that, but they couldn't afford to do in the playoffs. Like Trent Williams. He's
this
old.
One, man.
Like he's going to get hurt, don't you think?
Well, he's going.
So, like, when people say, what's up? Why are the 49ers this? Well, one reason's because they employ a 37-year-old left tackle.
And he got hurt last year, but also, and it's real because we love family, some things were going on off the field.
But he missed games because of injury.
And that's what, so I think now, Steiny, because I'm petrified for Niner fans and this team in the sense that you allow him to police himself to get ready for the season, but I keep bringing up Cosell with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. Well, it seems like he wasn't doing enough if now you're allowing him to use the first 4 or 3 games, maybe 2, hopefully, if he's doing this to get in shape and then risk the possibility of getting hurt while he's doing that? Because he came off the field week one, I don't like to hear that.
Well, what do you expect? He's 37. Like, this is
but
the part.
But you got to put something in to getting ready for, I get the hard practices, and I'm hearing reports that when they had the joint practice with Denver, he was mucking it up with some of the old linemen from Denver, but he wasn't out there. I think
he's 37. Like, that's the bottom line.
So you say he's getting hurt regardless of what he's doing
or not
doing.
How many Veterans Day offs do they give him? They give him, like, one a week.
Right.
Like,
I'm asking, do you think that might – is that the best route?
Like, he's 37. I don't know what the best route is.
No, you're telling me whatever route it is not going to erase 37. That's what it sounds like you're saying.
If anybody think – like, if you're counting on him to play 17 games, you're an idiot. You're just stupid, and I'm sorry. You are. I don't think Kyle Shanahan or John Lynch expects him to play 17 games. How can you? Like, you must go into the season with your eyes open. Here's another one.
Well, could you add
really bad luck? Really bad luck with Pearsall. No, it's not. He's got an injury history from college. Herm Edwards said he's been hurt, and you got to really monitor.
Give you those.
So he's a guy.
Give me Brock Purdy.
He's small. People talk about his size.
But we talked about smaller, his durability thus far
in
his career.
I'm just saying, and I'm not saying he's injury prone, but a smaller quarterback may tend to get hurt more than a bigger quarterback.
I'm not arguing
Christian
that.
McCaffrey, are you kidding? We're going to be, our mouths are going to be agape that he got hurt after two straight years of 300 plus touches? Of course that's a possibility. Like, so when I look at all three of these, all of the 49ers injuries, I'm not saying they're not snake bitten, but I'm like, kind of get Kittle. We've been talking about Kittle getting up there. And he is.
But
why?
Come on, give me this. And I love this version of you. Like, bring
it's
it.
It's just infuriating.
No, but you, if I had a dollar, and this is all, like, there's no blame on what I'm about to say on anyone. You can't look me in the face and say, every reporter from The Athletic, any outlet that could write, or was it Niner practice, talked about how the Thor that was, and as a superhero with the hammer, how great Kittle looked.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well, now it doesn't, but it did to me when we were reading these reports and we watched him on the first drive.
If a guy's in good shape coming into the season, then he can't get hurt?
No, I'm not. Obviously, I'm not saying that. But that's a head scratcher.
What is?
He looked great this whole offseason. You got him. Come on, Steiny. Everybody that watched him, that reported, that was on the station.
Shorts.
Nah, but you know what I mean.
Oh,
he was ready to go. Is that our Wilkes? Who is that? I'm ready to. Debo.
Well, you know what,
I'm
Goo?
Ready to
go. You know what, Goo?
That's
no,
all,
he wasn't,
that's why
apparently.
This is disheartening. I get that what you just said, okay. But that's what, are you like, of all the guys, I'm like, that's the one, huh? He was playing great. It was
one
a drive,
quarter.
But
he
still,
played great for a quarter.
And he's
no
a
doubt.
he's a boss when he's out there, but there's no blame. I think you think I'm trying to play the blame game. I'm trying to play the stunned game, and I'm stunned.
Well, then you know what? You're naive.
And now
I'm sorry, and I know you're going to get mad at me.
I'm not. Why would I get mad at you?
Because you do when we get into these
things.
Because
that was a valid point I brought up.
Okay, so
he looked great all off season.
Is that an insurance
no,
that you won't
totally,
get hurt?
No, but it's like an indication that you think
all means,
cylinders are ready to go.
They were,
and he's about to have a monster year.
No, that like
you got to meet me. You got to guess.
Absolutely,
no, I'll do it for myself.
A guy's like the odds of a guy getting hurt are. They're high in football.
Now, that I'm totally in agreement, but it's
Chris.
Just like, damn.
Chris is in San Carlos. What's up, Chris? How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey,
thanks for taking the call. Injuries. I love you guys. Everybody's getting fired up over injuries. It's such a great topic to get fired up over. I think there's three things that they can do. Number one, with all the specialty coaching and staff positions, can we not hire somebody to look at the list and say, which teams trend to be the least injured, and how can we tweak and adjust what we do and see if it works? Number two, can Kyle Shanahan just address it at the podium and humble himself a little bit and say, you know what, this is crazy. Injuries happen, but we got to tweak and adjust something. Whether he means it or not, I think it would go a long way for him to just say something like that and humble himself a little bit. And thirdly, to Steiny's point of draft tougher players, I think that's totally right. Maybe if you know you have old players, smaller players, guys who have been hurt, maybe avoid taking kickers and punters in the third and fourth round that you're going to cut anyways and try to build some depth. I mean, other than that, injuries happen. But I think they can do those three things.
Well, yeah, appreciate it, Chris.
Speaking of which, Daddy, I was out. You guys, do victory lap for you. I believe Evan, too. Jake Moody got cut. But as far as that's not going to help your team right now, if he says, boy, we're really getting the buzzard luck version of injuries. And I just, Steiny, I know you think I'm just using this word. I'm not, man. It is lightweight fascinating that the players that got hurt are your starting tight end, who's incredible when he's out there, and the guy you just paid in Brock Purdy that won you that game, and nobody saw anything that would lead them to believe he wasn't going to be healthy. That's all. The timing, who it's happened to and how it happened, it's just It's and you got a game. So it's week one, but it's lightweight demoralizing. That's all.
Tell me the difference between when Gordon Hayward goes to the Celtics and he has a great summer and he's ready and he's a Boston Celtic and he has had a great training camp.
Okay.
And he gets hurt game one and is out for the entire year. He looked great in training camp. He was ready to go. That does not mean anything once the hitting and the tackling happens. So I think you're right. I think Kittle being in the best shape of his life paves the way for him to have a great year.
Yeah.
But no guarantee.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know that. But
I'm actually interested in like how do 49er fans feel about these injuries and how do they weigh them into the entire context of Shanahan, the team, and their success or non-success.
How do you do it?
It
sounds like you're not calling any dogs off. Like, Guru, you better come at player A through Z about how they're playing. I don't want to hear. It sounds like you're saying this. I don't want to hear about who's hurt. Just go out there and do it.
No, I don't. I don't want to hear about Kyle. Like, have the injuries gotten to a point where, like, you look at Kyle Shanahan and say, he's got to go. We can't keep anybody healthy.
No.
Okay. Well, then, to me, that means you're willing to say some of these injuries are worth the success we're having long term, whatever else he's doing. So maybe you got to live with it.
Hmm.
Maybe you got to live with it. But the injuries to me that they've suffered in the recent past, while, you know, you can call Ayuk's a fluke. Ayuk, fluke injury.
What about McCaffrey?
Was it? No. McCaffrey is a wear and tear injury. A guy who led the league in touches two consecutive years. That's what I think. What do you think? I don't think Kyle Shanahan, other than using McCaffrey the way he used him, I don't think Shanahan, like, in his offseason regimen is what got him.
I'm not saying that. I'm coming from the premise of the timing of it. And McCaffrey, after signing that deal and listening to his words, felt like, and I believe him, he was ready to go last year.
Maybe he
wasn't. That one particular injury, I believe, just changed the outlook for the season, and we watched it happen, and then it just spread like an infection to other parts of the team, and then you live that 6-11. So you come back, and as worried as I was, and I'll say the station or just all football fans thinking McCaffrey tweaked something last Thursday, goes out and makes us look all stupid. I don't feel stupid because he was incredible with his workload. But then that game that he looks incredible, you come out of it without your starting quarterback and your tight end for, get this, Donnie, I think you'll sign off on this. Nobody knows when. Kittle 4 weeks right now, and 2-5 is a prognosis for Purdy.
Okay, so what are you saying?
That's just a bad hand you've been dealt with after week one.
Okay.
That's all.
Well, then you know what?
I didn't say they can't win.
Fine, they've been dealt a bad hand. What does it mean?
We're going to find out.
Got your excuse, clearly.
No,
good.
I don't.
Here's the one thing. Like,
I hate
Evan,
that you come to that.
Evan, you know what's always bothered me about your favorite team, the Chargers? It's bothered the hell out of me.
I've never
heard
this.
And I hate when people use this because I think it's lazy. It's as lazy as it gets. It's as dumb as it gets. It's as shallow as it gets. Oh, Chargers lost a tough one. And they go, Chargers got a Charger. Oh, the Chargers are going to Charger. You know what?
You know what that means.
The 49ers are going to get hurt. So shut up and deal with it. It's who they are. Like, I'm done with it. The Chargers are going to Charger, and the 49ers
regime, and they got rid of that coach. Staley is no longer that.
49ers get hurt. They get hurt.
All right.
So shut up
to it,
and let's move on.
And they overcome them. They have it.
Shut up about injuries because we got to expect them now. Chargers going to charge.
Under Staley.
49ers going to get hurt. It's that simple.
It goes back a lot further than Brandon Staley. But
well, it goes 8 years for Shanahan. That's pretty long.
Yeah, tried like the entire existence of a franchise.
No, not a Coryell. No.
Hey, let me throw this to you two.
No, Fouts. Dan Fouts.
Yeah, he was really good in the Ice Bowl.
Dude, hey. I hated that. I watched that game with Norm. We were rooting for the Chargers. Something for you and Evan? What's the stake for Mac Jones?
He's a backup, and he's hoping to do well. And he's got to try to win that game. What do you mean, what's at stake?
The bigger picture. If he had to quarterback 4 games and was superlative, if he was just excellent.
Well, then he'll be like Sam Darnold, where he'll play a year in the Niners, and then maybe he'll get a nice contract. That's usually the goal of backups.
But Sam never balled here, that balled out to get that. That was just, I get it. Right. And maybe he's this year Sam Darnold if somehow Purdy's out for more than what we think.
Let's go to Flea in Oakland.
Our man.
Hey, Flea.
Hey, Stani.
Yeah.
Stani and Goo. Stani, I'm happy you're back. I think you was gone for a little time. I love hearing you and Goo. Go at it, man. Y'all liven it up. Y'all the best. Y'all probably one of the best tandems I listen to.
Hey, right,
I appreciate it.
Hey, and I was the one out. Yeah, Stani was here. I was sick, Flea, but go ahead.
Oh, you was gone, Goo? Oh, yeah, okay. But listen, I want to ask you guys this. Matt Jones was... He was almost rookie of the year his first season.
Oh, man.
And I believe he went to the Pro Bowl. And I believe he had a better offensive coordinator before he fell off.
Mm. Fact.
That's one. Number two, when he got that guard, I forgot, was Matt Patricia? He was a garbage offensive coordinator.
Yeah,
that was him.
He was a terrible head coach.
All I'm saying to you guys, I know everybody jumping the gun. But with Shanahan, if he whispers something in his ear and get him on track, and we go 4-1 to 5-0, I wonder what you guys going to say about Purdy, because I know Matt Jones is bigger than Purdy, and I don't want to go against my boy Purdy. I don't want to sound like that. Any of the fans listening, I don't want to go against Purdy. But Matt Jones is a little bit bigger and sturdier than Purdy. We didn't pay him, and if he go 4-1, Goo, I can hear you right now.
No, but listen, Flea, I love you. Don't hang up. I just told Stani this an hour ago. The fact they just gave Purdy the bag, that means so much. And there's just nothing I don't believe Mac Jones could do to put that in jeopardy. Right, Stani? You just paid your guy.
Hey, don't you think that'd be the coldest thing this year if Mac Jones come in, because the Niners was thinking about getting, he come in and start 5-0, the fans want to keep him, and they don't put Purdy back. They do the same thing like they did Brady and what's his name?
Castle? Yeah, Bledsoe.
Yeah.
All right, appreciate it, Flea. Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
I get Flea. He's being honest. But, Stani, it's not that. You just paid. That contract ain't even started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not there.
Nah. No, we're not.
Why can't...
What if he goes 5-0?
But see, to Evan, I love you, man. What if I said, I'm turning into Stani? They win 5-0, not him. They win 5-0.
I mean, he's 5-0 as a starter. By the way, I still think they would turn the keys back to Brock
gosh.
Purdy.
Oh, my gosh. You want no part of it. You're uncomfortable.
Talking sports?
No,
I'm uncomfortable.
About him going 5-0.
I'm done discussing
sports. There's nothing
sports.
To me
but
that would.
But again, here we go.
Just fade.
Let's see what happens against the Saints. I'm not thinking about 5-0. First of all, I don't even think he's going to play 5 games.
Well, hopefully
you're right. Here's what I don't understand. Like, it's not like, okay, Kyle Shanahan. Let's talk about the injuries. Right? The injuries. Because... The injuries.
Gosh.
Do you believe that certain coaches have strengths?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And weaknesses.
All day and every
day.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you think about the injuries, why wouldn't you just say, Okay. Wait, like you're talking about a coach. What does Kyle do well? Oh, he schemes it up. He's really good. Now, special teams are a problem. Why wouldn't we just acknowledge? But you know who he's kind of like? You know who Kyle Shanahan's kind of like? He's kind of like Tom Thibodeau. Big boys a lot. And guess what? Maybe this is some of the residual that we get from it. So it's built in to the equation that Shanahan leans on his big boys, just like he did McCaffrey. And when you do that, you run a higher risk for getting guys hurt. And if you believe that a guy like Thibodeau runs guys into the ground, then that's why you'll eventually get rid of Thibodeau. And if you feel that way about Kyle, and it gets to the point where it's unsustainable, then get rid of him.
But now the answer to why they're getting hurt is he's running them in the ground.
Fine. Dismiss it. Did you also dismiss Barrow saying they practice harder and faster? No,
that's alarming.
Okay.
When I hear that, I think of Kittle.
I mean, you're not going to find one thing. They're old. Kyle leans on him too hard. Maybe they practice too hard. Maybe they do draft a certain kind of player that doesn't play hurt as well as other guys, contemporaries who might.
But I remember the first Super Bowl run, there was no McCaffrey. Just when I say no McCaffrey, there was no stud in the backfield. He did it by committee. Those guys
No, he didn't.
Stoney, he had Mostert, Breida.
Right, but each year he had a featured back. Because he had five different 1,000-yard rushers.
And he needed all of them because they kept getting hurt. Like Elijah Mitchell, Stoney, what he's done.
Wasn't it a concussion?
Well, and lower extremity injuries, too, that kept him out. He just couldn't stay healthy after he looked like, I got this. So we could go on and on with the guys that Kyle's gone through. Do we say it's all Kyle's fault? Like, I think that's unfair.
You always get bogged down in like, is it somebody's 100% fault? No, I never believe that. I always think it's probably a lot of things and some we don't take into account. If you want to disagree and say that you don't like the comparison of Shanahan with Thibodeau, a guy that plays his starters and kind of runs him into the ground, that's the reputation he has.
I think of Derrick Rose's career.
Well, then fine. Like, you can say that's not it, Steiny. I can live with that. I'm just trying to posit reasons why this is happening. And I mean, McCaffrey carried 31 times.
He did.
On Sunday.
He did.
He's a 30-year-old running back. Can we at least acknowledge, like, the more you carry the ball as a running back, the more likely you might be to get hurt?
Does that constitute enough to question the wisdom of a coach that puts that much on somebody's plate at that age if something were to go wrong?
And that's what I'm saying. If you don't like it, tell me you want to fire him.
Well, I don't.
Because it's who he is. It's his MO. Like, he is going to run Christian McCaffrey if he's healthy. Tom Thibodeau is going to play Brunson 45 minutes. It's like, that's who he is as a coach. And you know what? It's why I think a lot of the veterans who are stars love him. Like, they love him because he goes to post for him every single time.
Yeah, Chicago Jason on the YouTube chat. Guru CMC will not survive the season, averaging 31 touches a game. I see where you're at, and I'll ask you, Stoddy, do you think that's something we'll see more of, especially this Sunday?
I would just agree that if he carries 30 times a game, he's going to get hurt, probably. Now, might he not? Yeah, he might set the all-time record for touches and not get hurt at 30 years old. I just look at it more practically, and I mean, it's the weird thing to me is always we're in the off season and we're talking about McCaffrey, and he got hurt last year, and we say, man, he's getting up there for a running back. He's getting up there. That's up there for a running back. And then we're worried about his health, but we acknowledge that when a running back gets up there, you're getting into dicey times. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.